send your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we're back for hour number three, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Chance to get caught up on everything happening in your world today, July 24th. Hard to believe August is already right around the corner. Back to school shopping. I think we're about 15 or 14 days or so from kids returning to the classroom to start their 2024 school year. Lot going on, and we're here to walk you through every bit of it, starting with our top three stories. Joe and Gracie, alongside 850-437-1620, is the text line. Your text always welcome, and we certainly appreciate all the ones that we do get on a daily basis. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend and the week off to a strong start here. Weather looks great. More on that coming up over the course of the next hour, as well as a check of the roads for you. We start with our top three stories, and in the state of Texas, no signs whatsoever that the state is complying with the federal government demand to dismantle a floating border wall. The Department of Justice gave the state until a deadline of 2 o'clock Eastern time today to have it removed or face a lawsuit. The floating buoys in the Rio Grande is supported by the Border Patrol Union.
Hopefully he's onto something here, and other states will stand up and start doing something similar along their borders.
So Governor Greg Abbott now would face legal action under that deadline set by the Department of Justice, but they're still up. So Texas saying, bring it on.
Also, protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening the country's Supreme Court. They're critical of the Prime Minister for pushing the law. The vote came after lawmakers opposed the bill stormed out of the chamber today, and the measure removes the court's system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions.
U.S. officials still are trying to make contact with an American soldier who crossed into North Korea last week.
We have a number of channels through which we're able to send messages to them. We've delivered the messages to North Korea, but we have as yet not received a response.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters Washington has reached out to determine the whereabouts of Private Travis King and information about his safety, but so far there's been no response from North Korea. Those are our top three stories today. It's 6:15. Gracie has a check of the roads and weather on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. That's a traffic line number with your details. For weather, we're going to have an awesome week here. We do have some chances of rain later in the week, but very low chances coming up tomorrow. Sunny skies and a high of 93. It's going to be great for bands on the beach. For tonight, decrease in clouds, the low of 75. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 90. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some national or some local headlines, rather. A pretty violent weekend here in Escambia County. We had three separate unrelated shootings. A Pensacola man now charged with homicide after allegedly killing a man in the parking lot of Sam's Lounge. That happened Friday night. 39-year-old Michael Rodriguez was arrested shortly after. Later on that morning, a woman turned up at Sacred Heart Hospital with a gunshot wound to the face. An arrest made in that case as well. 35-year-old Joshua Birch was arrested at a home on L Street. And then yesterday morning, a man allegedly shot his roommate during an argument over bills at a home on DeLuna Drive. The suspect, 34-year-old Desmond Keon Vincent, who's now facing aggravated battery charges. Well, we talked to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson this morning, and he spoke about the death of local prominent figure Stephen Jernigan last week. He says that's now 10 homicides so far this year, far higher than normal for the county.
Unfortunately, this has been a really bad year for Santa Rosa County. We normally, in a normal year, we'll have three or four homicides, and I think Stephen Jernigan made either our ninth or tenth. It's mostly domestic-related, you know, families and stuff, so it's impossible to prevent.
Thankfully, though, Johnson says the major crimes unit has, despite their high caseload, solved all of the cases that they have been investigating this year. And Pensacola police say a machete attack occurred at the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar downtown last night. The suspect, 19-year-old Andrew Ryder, was arrested after he was tased, and investigators say that he had the machete with him while he was arrested on Palafox there. He's now held on a $172,000 bond. Santa Rosa County commissioners are going to be voting Thursday to oppose proposed restrictions in the Gulf of Mexico related to the protection of Rice's whales. Now, back in April, NOAA posted a notice regarding a petition to establish a vessel slowdown zone that would include no vessel transits at night, as well as a 10-knot restriction in waters between 100 and 400 meters deep from around Pensacola to just south of Tampa.
It's kind of like the beach issue last time. It's the one place where folks can go enjoy their life and have fun with their family. And for them to be told by the federal government that they got to, you know, go less than 10 knots. I mean, that's less than 10 miles per hour. That's ridiculous and wrong.
And Commissioner James Calkins there, he says he'll support a county resolution voicing their opposition. That's set to be voted on Thursday at their meeting. Members of an African American history task force that was put together by the state's education commissioner are speaking out, saying that the recommendations they made are largely being ignored, and local teachers are joining in the chorus.
There's no silver lining to slavery. Everybody amasses a set of skills during a lifetime, but there is nothing, of course, about being enslaved that gives you special skills.
And that's Carol Cleaver, who helps lead Escambia County's Teachers Union. She tells Channel 3 that educators want the standards tabled until the task force recommendations are considered. And there have been nationwide criticism over the Florida standards that includes language about how slaves develop skills that could be applied for personal benefit. That's a look at our local headlines today. It's 6:20. We'll take a break and come back with a look at our statewide headlines. It's a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WinGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Band on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, country music duo Wester takes the stage. Wester is comprised of Pensacola's own Pearl Clarkin and Rafe Wester, and they pack a fun, fresh, and explosive punch. It's Bands on the Beach with Wester this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate the text that we receive on a day-to-day basis. Just shy of 625, we'll get a check of the roads from Gracie and the weather as well.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110, not making any major delays throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads this afternoon, please call the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, it's 88 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 90. We have decreasing clouds tonight with a low of 75. And coming up tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with a high of 93. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Also coming up tomorrow on our show, you can win some tickets. So make sure to be tuning in to Pensacola Morning News as well as Pensacola Right Now for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Sanger Theater coming on August 27th. So lots of chances right here on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some state headlines today, the National Hurricane Center is now monitoring a second disturbance in the Atlantic. The good news, though, is that forecasters are giving the low-pressure system a near 0% chance of developing over the next 48 hours and just a 20% chance over the next 7 days. It's located a few hundred miles south of Bermuda. Meanwhile, the first disturbance east of the Windward Islands is expected to produce local heavy rain and strong gusty winds across portions of the Lesser Antilles. Formation chance through 7 days, though, is just 20%.
Also, police in Miami say that they ended a standoff yesterday with an armed man holding hostages on a yacht. So the yacht owner reportedly chartered a vessel to a group of at least 17 people. When it was time to return to the dock, they allegedly held the captain at gunpoint, demanding for their money back. No details on any arrest have been released, but the situation did end safely.
Florida's back-to-school sales tax holiday is underway. Shoppers won't have to pay the sales tax on most school supplies, selling for $50 or less. Also included are learning aids and jigsaw puzzles, costing $30 or less. Other items include clothing and footwear for $100 or less, computers and related accessories costing $1,500 or less. The tax holiday runs through August 6th.
Also, the Coast Guard is searching for a man believed to have jumped from the Carnival cruise ship off the coast of Florida. So the 30-year-old passenger's relatives reported him missing yesterday afternoon. There's security video from the Carnival cruise ship. It appears to show the man jumping from the deck about 95 miles off the coast of Melbourne. The ship was returning to Florida after wrapping up a four-day trip to the Bahamas at the time of the incident. So I don't know if the family vacation was just a day or two long or what happened with that.
I don't even want to speculate on that. You hope it was accidental and not intentional.
Yeah.
I mean, any time something like this happens, it usually does not end well.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. In Miami-Dade, Police Director Freddie Ramirez hospitalized in critical condition. FDLE Commissioner Mark Glass says it began when Tampa police were called to a domestic dispute at a hotel where Ramirez was attending a conference.
No arrests were made, and Director Ramirez left the hotel traveling on Interstate 75. Shortly thereafter, he pulled off to the side of the road around mile marker 244. The preliminary, and I say preliminary, investigation shows Director Ramirez suffered from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Ramirez now critical but stable condition and is expected to survive his injuries. Pretty bizarre story there in South Florida. National headlines. It's so hot in Maricopa County, Arizona, people are being brought into emergency rooms with significant and at times even life-threatening burns after they've simply fallen on the ground. Dr. Kevin Foster says while they anticipate cases like these, the number of patients and the severity of injuries is really unusual.
Also, a woman is dead after being described what appears to be a bear encounter that happened at Yellowstone National Park. So officials say that a body was found on Saturday at Buttermilk Trail west of West Yellowstone, Montana. And authorities say grizzly bear tracks were found at the scene of the incident.
The Alabama woman who disappeared for 2 days and claimed she was kidnapped has admitted it was all made up. Hoover Police Chief Nick Durzes today read a statement that Carly Russell's attorney drafted up.
My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. My client was not with anyone from the time she was missing.
So Carly Russell released that statement today. Police Chief Nick Durzes said that she had originally agreed to a second interview, but then they received the statement from her attorney instead. Russell also offering her apologies to the public.
Also, Democrats are calling on Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to end Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on military promotion. So Tuberville has been blocking the promotion of hundreds of generals and admirals over his opposition to the Pentagon's policy to pay travel expenses for service members who travel out of the state for abortions.
The IRS ending unannounced visit to taxpayers. The agency says it's looking to enhance safety measures and help ease confusion among taxpayers. Revenue officers typically visit homes and businesses to collect unpaid taxes, but except for a few unique circumstances, that decades-long practice will now come to an end. Instead, those taxpayers will get a mailed letter to schedule appointments. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up when we return. Sports headlines and health, business, and science notes. On Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department is taking aim at Texas over a 1,000-foot-long buoy in the Rio Grande. It serves as a border barrier. White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre confirms they are suing Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
Instead of coming to the table and trying to figure out a way to work together, he continues to do this really cruel, unjust, inhumane ways of moving forward.
Abbott took to Twitter to say Texas has a right to defend its borders. He's been critical of the Biden administration over mass immigration into the U.S. Protesters gathered in Tel Aviv today. Now they're speaking out against a new law passed by the Israeli parliament to limit powers of the nation's Supreme Court and also reshape the country's judicial system. America is listening to Fox News.
All
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Whirlpool is out with what appear to be mixed quarterly results. Earnings and adjusted profit of $4.21 a share handily beat expectations, but revenue at the maker of KitchenAid, Maytag, and other appliances, $4.79 billion, came up a tad short. In response, Whirlpool shares are down about 1% in late trading. Shares of Cadence Design are sliding 4.25%. The design automation software maker's results disappointed. Stocks rose in the day's regular session, with the Dow Industrials gaining 183 points to notch an 11th straight advance. If you have one of those National Day calendars, you may have noticed today is National Tequila Day, and that particular spirit has grown significantly in recent years. U.S. sales up 7.3% last year, up another 6% so far this year. In addition to sales of the spirit itself, canned cocktails like Jose Cuervo sparkling margaritas and tequila-infused seltzers from High Noon, Topo Chico, and others are also doing very well. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Teams around baseball are putting together their Shohei Ohtani trade packages as we speak, but they might be wasting their time. The Angels are 4 games out of the wild card. There's a good chance that owner Artie Moreno doesn't want to be the guy to trade Shohei, especially if he's going to be chasing Aaron Judge's AL home run record. Maybe the prospects they'd get in trade would be great, but the team could easily take their chances and keep their all-time player, at least for the short term. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's
that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Monday, it's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some sports headlines. And then, of course, give a rundown of our health, business, and science and pop culture news. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 with the details. And for a weather update, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
The weather for the rest of this week and on into the weekend as well will be about the same, and it's really pretty typical for this time of the year. We'll have high temperatures in the low 90s. Each day there's a chance for a pop-up shower or storm, but that rain chance is only around 20%. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 89 right now in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton with a heat index of 90. We have a low of 75 for this evening and decreasing clouds. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Fairly light Major League Baseball scoreboard today. In fact, I believe it's the first time all season that the Braves, Rays, and Marlins have all been off today. Orioles Phillies playing on ESPN Plus right now in the fourth inning. The Orioles lead 1-0. The Rockies and Nationals are scoreless in the third. And the Royals lead the Guardians 2-0 in the end of the second. Later on, ESPN Plus at 6:40. Mariners taking on the Twins in Minnesota. You also have the Cardinals and Diamondbacks starting at 8:40. The Blue Jays and the Dodgers, probably the biggest matchup of the night. That's in Los Angeles starting at 9:10 this evening. Some other sports news, C.J. Stroud, a former Ohio State quarterback and Houston Texans rookie quarterback, agreeing to a rookie contract, 4 years, $36 million, fully guaranteed. Also, in the NFL, Jordan Addison, the rookie wide receiver for the Vikings, says that he was speeding last week because his dog was having an emergency at home. At around 3 a.m. Thursday, he was clocked going 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. And also congratulations yesterday, first baseman Fred McGriff and third baseman Scott Rowland inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. So good, awesome career achievement for both of them. Health, business, and science notes today. The UPS and Teamsters unions will return to the bargaining table this week. Contract negotiations that'll resume tomorrow are aimed at avoiding a strike by 340,000 UPS workers. A strike of this magnitude could paralyze many supply chains and do tremendous harm to the economy. I believe, Gracie, that expires July 31st, so we have until next Monday. Do you think that we will get an agreement reached?
I hope so, but I don't know. I feel like if they were coming to a closing, we would have a little bit more information. But I don't know. You?
I'm gonna side with society in general and what it would mean for UPS operations to ground to a halt. I do not wish that. And, you know, I mean, I don't really send packages that much. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of businesses and individuals that have, you know, accounts with UPS, and it's obviously a big deal here. So I'm going to say, yeah, we'll get a deal. It may not be until like the very deadline day,
yeah.
You know, like in the final hours, they may come together. I think, you know, right now with a week to go, you know, there's lines in the sand and both sides are sticking to it. But I think once you approach the deadline and it gets nearer, I think that's when you'll see a lot of action. So I'm going to say yes, they will reach a deal.
Yeah, I feel like they like have to.
Yeah.
There's no other choice.
But hey, you know, the employees know that.
Yeah, exactly. There's another interest rate hike on the horizon. So the Federal Reserve is going to meet tomorrow and Wednesday in Washington, D.C., with a rate discussion coming the day after, or coming the second day. Last month's policymakers pressed pause on the rate hikes for the first time in 15 months.
Apparently, Americans don't use their gift cards.
The average value is $187 a person, which is actually up substantially over the past couple of years.
And Ted Rossman with Bankrate says their data suggests there's about $23 billion worth of gift cards waiting to be spent in America. But he says if you have gift cards to stores you don't like, you can do a few things. Number one is just regift them. Number two, give them to charity, or you can sell them online to one of the websites that pays up to 80% of the face value. Gracie, you say you are a very good gift card user.
Yes.
They don't stay in the purse long.
No, not at all. And I would say the one time it would kind of be like what you said is I use some of the balance and then I can't remember, like, is there $2 left on this? Is there $8? But I don't know if that's just how I was raised or what, but I use my gift cards if I get them.
Yeah. I get it. I'm the same way. I will, especially to stores that I like, usually if it's to a store that I wouldn't use, I just give it to somebody. Mm-hmm. But my issue would be not using the full amount of the gift card unless it's like, you know, a sporting goods store, like, you know, something like, yes, I have a full use for this. But if it's like a restaurant gift card or something, or just, you know, kind of one of those general things or whatever, I may leave a few dollars on it and then just forget about it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you have a gift card to Trader Joe's and you're going there, maybe if you're going to Tallahassee or something, well, Trader Joe's is issuing a national recall on two cookie products that that may contain rocks. So yeah, on the one of the products is the almond windmill cookies, and the sell date is between October 19th through the 21st, and the other is the dark chocolate chunk almond cookies with a sell date between October 17th and the 21st. So don't get those cookies from Trader Joe's.
Twitter with a new logo. The bird is gone. Elon Musk announced that yesterday. So today it's a new black and white X logo. X.com points people to Twitter.com, and the rebranding coincides with the fact that Twitter officially changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company back in October. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Nothing about that X says Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just an X. And I think the bird logo was unique. I thought, you know, you saw it, you knew what it was. And just a black and white X doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah. I think even if it was, I mean, even this, I wouldn't be completely on board with, but like the Twitter blue.
Yeah.
With an X, at least when you see your phone or you see it on your phone, you're like, okay, well, that's Twitter. I think if this app showed up and I didn't know this story, which I'm sure a lot of Americans are
going to be like, what's this X thing?
Yeah, what is that app? I don't know what that is. So,
and you had the blue check mark.
Yeah, so I think even if they were to stay on the color scheme or something, I think it's just too different to be like, what is this app?
Uh-huh.
So we will see how that goes over with the rest of Twitter users. Also, just a weird and wacky story. Of course, most TikTok trends are just, you know, completely bonkers. Well, this one is too. So add this to the long list of things that a doctor never imagined they'd have to tell their patients. So don't eat or drink borax. The TikTok trend is suggesting that just a pinch of 20 mule team borax water can help relieve joint pain. Many of the same TikTok videos are also claiming that if you take a bath while soaking in borax, it helps detoxify the body. Doctors are saying that consuming borax can lead to a lot of health complications and also can cause can cause blue and green vomit or diarrhea. So really gross. Don't eat borax.
Yeah, don't do that.
Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110, showing no major delays, as well as 29 and 90. Also looking good. If you see something on the roads, 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we have a really nice week ahead with some chances of rain coming later in the work week, but still low percentages. For tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 93. For tonight, decreasing clouds and a low of 75. It's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton with a heat index of 90. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Some interesting data out on just how hot your car can get in just an hour. So keep in mind that this is just in an hour, and this is assuming that the car has been utilizing air conditioning on a hot day. So researchers put six cars to the test, parked in the sun on a 100-degree day. After an hour, the steering wheels averaged 127 degrees, the seats were 123 degrees on average, and the dashboard was at 157. So to put that in perspective, 111 degrees is when we start to feel pain. First-degree burns can happen at 118 degrees. Second-degree burns are possible at 130. So stay clear of your dashboard if you are getting into a car after an hour, you know, around Florida. Obviously, this certainly speaks to, you know, the hot car deaths and, you know, how important it is to, you know, even for just a few minutes, you see how rapidly a car can get that hot that quickly. So pretty interesting details there.
Yeah. Also coming from a TikTok, they're going to add some new features. So TikTok now supports text post. The social media platform is now rolling out a new feature that's going to allow creators to share things like lyrics, stories, and recipes. So the new addition to TikTok does come after Meta launched its Threads app earlier this month to compete with Twitter.
Looking at some pop culture notes, so the Mega Millions jackpot's now closing in on $1 billion. Nobody won Friday. So tomorrow's drawing is worth at least $820 million. That's $422 million before taxes if you take the lump sum. Do we get to a billion on this?
I say we do. Yeah, we just had a big winner. I feel like it'd be weird to get another one just a week later.
Okay. I'm going to say we won't. I think somebody will win tonight. So that is my prediction there. Also, Shark Week is this week. The Discovery Channel's celebration of the top predator is in its 25th year. It's hosted by Jason Momoa this year. Starts at every night, has new programming at, I believe, 8 local time, or maybe it's 7. I'll have to check on that. Of course, Discovery Channel or online, Discovery Plus and Max. I think I'm going to try it out a little bit. I really haven't watched Shark Week in the past. No reason, just I don't know. I don't know where Discovery Channel is on my channel lineup, but I looked it up. I have YouTube TV. I do have it, so I'll give it a shot. I'm hoping to come across that cocaine shark show.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be the one to watch. Speaking of, you know, just watching things, of course, and strikes, talking about that a little bit earlier. Well, the actors are planning on a major rally in the epicenter of New York City tomorrow. Those on strike are going to take Times Square for a rally dubbed Rock the City for a Fair Contract. So actors have been on strike since July 14th, joining writers who have been at the picket lines since May.
6:50, we'll take our final break and come back with some wacky and weird headlines and some good news to finish up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 wrapping up a Monday edition, kicking off the week here. I do just want to hit this story here. This coming out within the last half hour or so. So in Massachusetts, there was a investigation after a missing paddleboarder near the area, is Martha's Vineyards, near the home of former President Barack and Michelle Obama. So they were investigating after a paddleboarder went missing, and you know, so the update here is that the individual was identified as the personal chef of the Obamas. Now the Obamas were not home at the time of the incident, released a statement saying that Tafari Campbell was a warm, fun, extraordinarily kind person who made all of our lives a little brighter. The investigation is still ongoing, but wanted to hit that here before we left the air today. That investigation started after the paddleboarder Tafari Campbell went missing yesterday. So sad story in Martha's Vineyard there. 6:54, we'll get a final check of the roads and weather this evening.
Roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Yennevar. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. That's a traffic line number. For weather, we do have a really nice week ahead. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 93. For tonight, decreasing clouds and a low of 75. It's 88 right now in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 90. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, wacky and weird headlines. The woman that was seen hysterically celebrating at the mini market that sold the winning Powerball ticket last week turned out was not the real winner.
Hey, wait. Can we talk to you for just a second? Hey, wait a second. Hang on.
Honey, I can't. I'm scared. Are you sure?
So audio from a reporter's video. She ran into the Las Palmitas mini market in Los Angeles the day after the winning ticket was sold. And after hugging a few people, she left, hopped into her car, and drove away. So
just like a fun prank.
A little fun
afternoon.
Prank. Gets some FaceTime on the LA TV stations and then goes about her business.
Oh, my goodness. So weird. Well, hopefully we'll figure out who won that actual ticket coming up soon.
I, 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 I understand giving it like a week or so.
Yeah.
If I would have won, I mean, you know, just getting over the euphoria of it. I mean, I don't know how you would ever lose the euphoria of that because, you know, you're getting like $500 million, but definitely want things to cool down, you know, let people move on to other stuff. Maybe, you know, we get a winner of the Mega Millions and then after that come forward. But whoever that individual is, I hope number one, that they know that they won. Number two, that, you know, they're just taking their time, getting their affairs in order, planning out whatever vacation, all that, and
keeping their ticket safe.
Exactly.
Another weird one coming out of China. Well, face kinis is becoming a thing. They're becoming all the rage in China, apparently, because of the excessive heat there. Some people are opting in for a full head and face mask that just has openings at the eyes, the mouth, and the nose. It's supposed to keep you protected from the heat, keep you cool. It's also really handy maybe if you ever wanted to become a star in like a low-budget movie, Spider-Man or Deadpool, you already have the mask.
Have you seen these? Have you searched face kinis and taken a look?
I'm kind of scared. I'm honestly kind of scared. Let me look right now.
Yeah.
They're super weird.
Well, I don't know about super weird. I mean, it's like it's exactly how it sounds. And I just can't imagine this ever catching on in the mainstream. But, you know, people have these weird tastes and stuff, man. And like, you know, I like shoes. And there was like this one company that came out with these super obnoxious giant red boots. That people like
moon
they come
boots.
Well kind of, but like they come up to your knees and they're just these most obnoxious red boots. What are they called? The brand is Mischief, MSCHF. Just search that, Mischief Red Boot, and it's these obnoxious things that people are wearing that they think looks cool or different. They're super cartoonish. They're obnoxious. But yeah, so I look at these in the same vein of like, you know, people who wear those, I mean, whatever, like, I guess it has a benefit of keeping you, you know, cool maybe, or at least having the sun out of your face, but I don't know. Just wear a hat, wear sunscreen, but whatever.
It'll be winter soon enough.
Yeah. Good news. We have a young boy who was caught on a doorbell cam giving a random pep talk to a stranger during his kind act. Other kids are trying to play ding-dong ditch on the house, and he moves right past it, continues on with his kind words.
You can see me. Get out of here, bub. And you matter, all right? There's always going to be somebody that cares about you. And you're a good person. No matter what people say, you matter. Ignore them. They're losers. They're ding-dong ditching you. I'm just trying to say something nice. Like, I don't know what they're doing. They're running away and stuff. I'm just trying to say that you matter, man. Or girl. Whoever you are, you matter to someone. Just keep that in mind. Don't forget that.
I mean, super cool, super important message. I love it. I wonder if this may not becoming a trend of the youth where they see the Ring doorbells and they try to become TikTok or Twitter social media famous, because this has happened now a few times. Of course, one of those kids, you know, he was looking for friends. And but, you know, something like this, I mean, you know, maybe it's completely genuine 100%, but I wonder if that's not a new trend that will take off here in the coming weeks, months, and years.
Well, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your week. It's going to be a beautiful week here in Northwest Florida, and you're listening to News Radio 92.3. We'll be back again tomorrow with your headlines, whether that's local, national, state, wacky and weird stuff, and good news on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.